The financial reform measure, still in limbo today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Senate is expected to take up the financial reform bill again today after the measure stumbled in the Senate yesterday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us live from Washington with some details. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
What tripped up the bill?
Well, Democrats needed 60 votes to start debate on the bill yesterday. They were three votes short. Senator Ben Nelson, a Democrat from Nebraska, voted with Republicans against starting debate yesterday. But he says he still supports financial reform. He just wants to change the bill a bit to benefit the richest man in Nebraska, billionaire Warren Buffett.
And what does the Nebraska senator say he wants to change in the bill?
Well, Nelson says he doesn't like how the bill treats companies that already own derivatives. These are very complex investments. They're blamed for helping cause the financial crisis. The bill would regulate them. And the bill says that companies that already own derivatives would have to hold more money in reserve to cover them against losses. And that could cost Buffett a lot of money.
Okay, that's Mr. Buffett. What about the financial overhaul measure in general, Nancy? Where do things stand now?
Well, the opposition from Republicans focuses on a part of the bill that would tax banks, and the money would be used to dismantle failing financial institutions. Republicans say they won't vote for the bill until it does more to protect taxpayers from having to foot the bill for another bailout. And they're now negotiating with Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd. Now, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the financial reform bill is a priority.
Democrats stand for protecting hardworking Americans' life savings from Wall Street's gambling. And we stand for making our financial system more transparent so we can rein in risky bets before it's too late.
And Reid could call for another vote as early as today.
We'll be watching. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington, D.C. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Also taking center stage, can there be two center stages? A big deal in Washington this morning is the fraud charges against investment bank Goldman Sachs. We will get our first look at the trader who's at the center of those charges. Fabrice Tor will testify today before a Senate subcommittee. And here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson with more.
Fabrice Tor referred to himself as Fabulous Fab, perhaps because he was one of the early predictors of the subprime mortgage meltdown, and he turned it into a boon for Goldman Sachs and some of its clients.
Tor was a star, and he was an up-and-comer, but he was 29, and he wasn't the most senior executive.
That's Greg Zuckerman, the author of The Greatest Trade Ever, a book about the hedge fund on the other side of Goldman's alleged fraud. Zuckerman says Tor may be the latest scapegoat, but he wasn't the only one at the bank involved in deals that don't look too kosher in hindsight.
That was known within the firm all the way up the chain, so he's not the only person with knowledge within the firm, but the accusation is that he's the one with the most responsibility.
Zuckerman says Tor's testimony today is crucial. That is, if he can get a word in edgewise in a room full of angry senators. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Also in Washington today, President Obama's Deficit Reduction Commission begins its work. Or, as the panel's co-chair, former Senator Alan Simpson, calls it, its suicide mission. The panel has to find ways to reverse our climbing deficits, presumably through a controversial mix of higher taxes and fewer government services. Not coincidentally, the panel will submit its recommendations after the November elections. Stocks are down in both Europe and Asia. The bailout of Greece is looking shaky again. Germany said Athens needs to cut its deficit more before it gets any financial help. In New York yesterday, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ fell 3 to 4 tenths of a percent, while the Dow gained less than a point to close at 11,205. Shares of the defense contractor Northrop Grumman were flat yesterday. Today, the governor of Virginia will announce Northrop Grumman is moving its headquarters from Los Angeles to Northern Virginia to be closer to its key customers in the U.S. government.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. By the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And by Vanguard. Vanguarding is an investment philosophy designed to help individuals reach their financial goals. Vanguard.com.
Somebody at the Environmental Protection Agency has been watching reality TV. Today, the agency launches a Biggest Loser-style competition for energy use in schools and commercial buildings. Sarah Gardner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
The EPA chose 14 competitors. They range from a JCPenney store in Orange, California, to a dormitory on the campus of North Carolina State University. Competitors will track their monthly energy use and see who can shed the most, in this case, kilowatt hours and thermal units.
Our goal is to reduce energy usage by 25%.
That's math teacher Michael Logan. Crystal River Elementary in Carbondale, Colorado, is among the competitors. Logan says as public education funding shrinks, schools need to find all the energy savings they can.
Every dollar we save in energy can be turned into money for classroom teachers, for books, computers.
Maura Beard is with the EPA. She says commercial buildings typically waste 30% of their power and heat. Take retail stores, she says.
We found that they often are heating or cooling a building for many hours before the store actually opens or closes.
EPA has its own energy-efficient label for appliances and buildings called Energy Star, but the label came under fire recently after a government audit found the certification vulnerable to fraud and abuse. Beard says the buildings in this EPA competition will have to submit utility bills to prove their energy savings. Oh, and unlike the TV show, EPA's Biggest Loser won't win a $250,000 prize, just a whole lot of good PR. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally, Hugh Hefner has donated $900,000 to preserve the land around the famous Hollywood sign above Los Angeles. The Playboy founder called the sign Hollywood's Eiffel Tower. Without the money, the sign would have been surrounded by a housing development, which its supporters say would have been tacky. Unlike Hugh Hefner preserving it and calling it the Eiffel Tower. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.